This is The Seven's Danny Wozencroft conducting an interview for the Shropshire Star website.
I'm John Dasgupta and I'm an area manager with the Fire and Rescue Service.
So what was on the scene when you guys first arrived yesterday then?
Well, as you know, the site is actually a construction site at the moment, and there was a number of workmen that were working on an external canopy. The dimensions of the canopy were about 50 metres in length by 10 metres in width. And it was the actual canopy that collapsed when the workmen were working on top of it. So the call came in of a structural collapse of a canopy with an unknown number of people that were potentially trapped. So we mobilised a number of fire engines and our specialist urban search and rescue team. And because of the nature of the incident, we actually requested the attendance of a specialist regional firefighting team who deal with urban search and rescue. They were mobilised from the West Midlands. And when we attended the scene, obviously we were met with what looked like a real significant building collapse, to be quite honest with you. But we were quite fortunate in the fact that, firstly, when workmen are working on top of a canopy, legislatively, no one's allowed to work underneath it. So we carried out a search of the surface of the canopy as it was lying, and then we did a preliminary search underneath the canopy. Fortunately, there was a limited number of casualties. Four were seriously injured and there was one walking wounded. But luckily, there was no one trapped underneath the canopy itself. So we were very, very fortunate.
What sort of challenges did you face then with your work there?
Well, the biggest issue is further collapse. If you can imagine, there's a break in this canopy because it's a steel construction. So once it's collapsed, it's quite unstable. So to commit any firefighters underneath the canopy as it is extremely dangerous. So we have to cordon off the area of the collapse. And obviously we have to be very, very careful if we commit anyone into that area because it's very, very hazardous. So we have to balance out the risk to firefighters and rescue crews compared to actually dragging someone out. So what we have to be really conscious of is establishing a log, like a register, like a school register, of actually who is on site and who is not on site. And once we'd confirmed that everybody was accounted for, that meant then that we could take a step back, secure the area, and we didn't have to commit any rescue personnel to the area that was dangerous.
So, John, how long were you at the scene for?
The emergency services would have been there for about 2 hours because it took quite a while to establish that everybody was accounted for and actually off-site.
Where do you go from here, then?
The site was handed back to the construction engineers, but also the health and safety involved now, because any accident that on a building site that results in serious injury or harm, it's handed over to the health and safety executive to investigate it. So as far as we're concerned now, the emergency response is complete. The investigation will now be conducted by the Health and Safety Executive.